this process back and forth between the U.S. and Sudan with different intermediaries, particularly the United Arab Emirates, has been going on actually for several months. The intended purpose, as far as both parties are concerned, is to remove Sudan from the SST, or the list of U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Sudan has been on that list for 27 years, going back to the days when it harbored Osama bin Laden and his companies and his support in Khartoum, and after the different terrorist activities attacking American targets in Africa, the U.S. put Sudan on that list. Now things have changed. It's a totally different Sudan under a different government. So attempts have been made by the Sudanese government itself to remove Sudan and bring it back into the, at least economically, into the international community to be able to function normally after 27 years of isolation. However, frankly, this plan is a little bit more complicated than what has been announced. It has nothing to do directly with the removal of Sudan from the SST, in the sense that, yes, Sudan is qualified to be removed and should have been for actually a long time. But what is happening here is the administration has mixed this issue together with the normalization process that it has been advocating in the Arab world with Israel. The 335 million is an arbitrary number. Frankly, not all families of the victims have agreed to this amount. As a matter of fact, many of them are unhappy with the administration's attempt to do so, because that will basically give essentially a carte blanche, removing all liability from Sudan with regards to these events. And some of the families are not finished with their own legal action against Sudan. So it's a strange kind of development. On the one hand, there are differences between the administration and the families of the victims of acts of terrorism involving Sudan directly or indirectly, plus mixing things together as if it's like a rush toward the campaign with regards to November 3rd, the elections, to try to get another Arab country to normalize relations with Israel, which has nothing to do with the normalization. The removal of Sudan from the SST is a very important matter, and it should be dealt with on its own merits. It shouldn't be mixed with normalization, whether with Israel or anybody else.
Sudanese officials are ready to pay the compensation and said that removing Sudan from the state sponsors of terrorism list would produce huge financial benefits for the troubled Sudanese economy. How would that happen?
Essentially, the understanding, as it has been leaked, the first step is for Sudan to pay the compensation amount, the $335 million, to the U.S. As President Trump has announced, they expected the amount to be transferred, and it was actually, according to Sudanese sources, transferred several days ago to a trust fund to be distributed to the families of the victims. But the dream that the Sudanese official that you refer to is talking about is subject to still negotiations and controversy. Frankly, I don't think Sudan has the $335 million to pay. Somebody gave Sudan the money. The Emirates has been cooperating with the administration with $800 million that were offered. Initially, the Sudanese government has been asking for a lot more, closer to $1.8 billion, plus $2 billion to follow later to help resuscitate the Sudanese economy, which is in very, very bad shape.